concerns have been rumbling across Wisconsin about a pipeline that cuts diagonally through the state, from Superior down through Rock County before ending in Illinois. The pipeline conveys crude oil and is not new. What is new is that the owner plans to amp up the flow of oil from 400,000 barrels per day to 1.2 million. The DNR recently granted the company Enbridge the last permit it needs to proceed. Some citizens don't think their concerns were heard during the permitting process. We visit the source of some of that concern along the pipeline's course in Jefferson County. Just south of his home in Fort Atkinson, Walt Christensen points from behind his steering wheel to four-foot-tall markers protruding from a farm field. They bear the message, warning, petroleum pipeline.
They've got some pipeline back.
Actually, there are four lines. In three of them, oil flows south to Illinois. Enbridge built the first in the late 1960s, the second in the late 90s, and workers started constructing the third in 2006. The fourth, also built in 2006, returns to the north, what the company describes as diluent, a substance used to thin heavy oil so it flows easier. The Wisconsin DNR has just given the Canadian firm the final permit needed to carry three times as much oil south in its newest line. It's 42 inches in diameter. Christensen says some constituents are concerned. He serves on the Jefferson County Board.
Resident sent me some information about this expansion and asked if there was something that the county could do.
The pipes pass through what Christensen calls his county's hydrological treasures.
This is Allen Creek, by the way.
The stream and the wetlands that feed it get high marks for water quality, and they harbor a rare minnow-like fish called the least darter. Christensen points to a bump of earth erupting from its surroundings. He says it's protected.
It's because they have a calcareous fen. There's one right here. See that little mound right there? It has a natural spring. Certain plants thrive on that. They live and die there, and it builds up this mound. So that's really rare stuff. That's right next to where the pipeline is.
Christensen spearheaded a Jefferson County board resolution. It asked the DNR to slow the permitting process to allow more public input. His strategy didn't work, but Christensen says he and others in the county aren't giving up.
The next thing is to get a independently run public meeting. Enbridge has offered to do that, but I don't want them running the meeting.
It's just human nature to fear things that we don't understand. And it's a complicated system.
Becky Hazy handles the company's stakeholder relations. She's been asked about its accidents. When Enbridge was constructing what it calls Line 61, the one just approved to carry more oil, the company was cited for more than 100 environmental violations. It paid more than $1 million to settle the claims. Hazy says major rain events were to blame.
Spring 2008, Wisconsin Dells basically washed away. Imagine trying to maintain a silt fence when an entire reservoir gets emptied.
Since it started carrying oil, Line 61 reports no problems. Not so with adjacent pipes. Enbridge reports four ruptures, most recently in July 2012, when 1,200 barrels of oil spilled onto farmland in Adams County. That volume pales in comparison to 800,000 barrels that streamed into the Kalamazoo River after a 2010 rupture in Michigan. The company is still cleaning that watershed.
That was the worst day in Enbridge's 65-year history, the worst leak in our history, and a turning point for the company.
Hazy says Enbridge has completely retooled its monitoring and repair protocol.
We want to protect the land, the communities, the people who live and work near our pipelines.
Gary Peppel was a boy when the company cut its first pipe through his family's fields outside Fort Atkinson. His father requested, and the company agreed, to bury the pipe extra deep, 6 feet down. The family then installed a system of tiles and ditches so water would not pool after a heavy rain and kill the crops. Peppel says pipeline and farming coexisted just fine for decades until workers laid the second line. It was not installed as deep as the first.
We could tell that the field was getting a little bit wetter. It was getting harder to farm it.
Peppel says when news came that the company would lay two more lines, 61 and the return pipe, he thought workers would take care of the problems.
They didn't do that. The field flooded horribly.
That was spring 2008. Historically heavy rain exacerbated flooding.
They had mounds of dirt. It eroded into the ditches. It eroded into Allen's Creek. They couldn't get back in there. Then they did come back in October, tried to do a repair. they weren't very successful. I kept pressing them, and eventually they told me to get a lawyer, that they were done.
Pepl went to circuit court, and the judge ordered the company to dry out the land.
See all the debris, clay, here's wood that they never picked up. And there's large chunks. You can walk up and down here. There's 4x4s.
Water sloshes underfoot. Yet Pepl does not plan to join fellow Jefferson County residents in the current flurry of activity over the pipeline.
I've kind of lost my fight over that stuff. It's drained my retirement. It's changed my life.
Jefferson County officials have set up a public information meeting with Enbridge. It's scheduled for June 24th. The company's newly permitted pipeline is slated to triple its capacity by 2016. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM,